Humans versus Zombies, a game where human survivors use Nerf guns, plastic replicas that fire foam darts, to fend off the zombie horde, consisting of survivors that have been tagged by zombie players. This game is played across a week of school, all day and all night long, requiring human players to sneak, fight, or dash across campus, lest they be turned into a zombie for the duration of the game. I'm Zeb Reichert, current third year at Antioch College and Miller Fellow at WISO. Antioch College has participated in this game for the last two school years, but this time the game has changed. I sat down with Zachary Sullivan, current second-year student at Antioch College and event coordinator of Humans vs. Zombies, to discuss the trials and tribulations of setting up this community event and why things are different this time.
So our first game went completely without incident. The only things that people had issue with were realizing, you know, they wanted to work out more, wanted to get back into shape. I think some people had a lot of, you know, muscle soreness, but that's kind of to be expected, I think.
The game requires the use of Nerf guns as a means of stunning zombie players, but this caused some community members to have reservations.
So there was some tension about using Nerf guns on campus. I mean, to even use them in the first place, we went through a whole process with community council where we sort of, you know, addressed whatever pertinent rules there might be in the student handbook, and went through and asked permission to use Nerf guns for the week. So it was essentially a Nerf gun permit. Even with that, I mean, we didn't have any problems with it. And, you know, at least 2 weeks in advance, we were coming to community meetings saying, you know, if anyone has concerns about this, please step forward. Please, you know, you can talk to me anonymously. You can talk to me, you know, in person. And we didn't get any complaints beforehand. We didn't have any troubles during the game, except that we had some people sort of saying, like, well, you know, we don't like the language it brings to campus. You know, things like surround them, you know, shoot him, shoot her, things like that.
It was these kinds of reservations that led Zach to the decision that the game must be changed, exchanging foam bullets for foam swords.
We wanted to do the game again, but we sort of restructured our assumptions to make a game without Nerf guns in it. So we came up with this kind of medieval theme. Essentially, you're running around with cardboard armor and foam swords and spell socks and things like that.
This change was welcomed in the community and set any concerned parties' minds at ease. But Zach was surprised at the enthusiasm displayed over switching to swords from guns.
For whatever reason, it was more acceptable for people to run around with these, like, foam swords and try to hit each other with those than to have the guns. It seems like it's because in our culture today, you see guns in the news, you see guns in movies and things like that, whereas swords and shields, they've become kind of this mythic thing of the past. And so there aren't these emotional associations with them.
Even though taking guns out has put community members at ease, there are still some dangers inherent to an active game such as Humans vs. Zombies.
In this most recent iteration of the game, I was really nervous about how people would wield the foam swords. And we haven't had issues with that. What we did have issue with yesterday, we had an encounter where it was me against two zombies. I was up against a wall, and one of the zombies kind of lunged at me and tagged them with my sword and then turned to the other one.
It all happened in a flash of foam and falling players.
The next thing I knew, I was falling on the ground, and I wasn't sure why. And what had happened was that first person who had lunged at me tripped or something and connected with the wall behind me. And so he hit his head pretty hard, kind of cut up his temple.
Prior to joining the game, all players must sign a waiver form accepting all responsibility for their own actions and consequences of playing the game for instances just like this. Though obviously injured, the zombie player was able to retain his faculties.
We put a pause on the game and called 911 because he needed stitches, and we were asking him questions to make sure that he was conscious and everything, and he was fine. He didn't lose consciousness. He was able to answer all the questions, but they did take him to the hospital, get him stitched up.
Though this event was not directly tied to the weapons used in the game, I was still tempted to ask Zach, which is safer, the swords or the guns?
From a safety standpoint, purely safety standpoint, the Nerf guns, I think, are far less of any kind of hazard. The Nerf darts, I mean, even at point-blank range, they're not going to cause harm to people. And we made sure to check the Nerf guns to make sure that they weren't modded, you know, so it's stock Nerf guns. They're rated for children. Whereas with the foam swords, we had to go through a much more intensive process of checking them to make sure that they were sufficiently padded. But from an emotional standpoint, it seems to be a much better move. I mean, people, they don't have those emotional triggers associated with the swords and shields that they do with guns.
The game was still on hold during the interview, and Zach wanted to stress the fact that, though it may be a game, it is one played by adults and can still lead to injury if a player is not careful.
So originally our intention was to bring this incident forward to the community and say, you know, this is what happened. And even though we have these liability waivers, we think that it was important to suspend the game, make sure that the person who was hurt was okay, and to reassess.
And reassess he did. After convening with players and community members later that night, early the next morning, the game was reinitialized and went without further mishap for the rest of the week. And so, as the school year continues, so will this new form of Humans vs. Zombies, tailored to the Antioch community. Next quarter, Zach will go on co-op, and another student will rise from the ranks of the dead to take his place as host to the greatest gathering of ghouls on and under Antioch soil. I'm Zeb Reichert, wishing you a happy Halloween from the Antioch Word.